Thank you, Storm. Thank the Lord today for this opportunity and privilege I have to be back with you again. I tell you, I hope and pray the Lord to bless you today, speak to your heart, and deal with you in a special way. I tell you, you'll never get over that when God deals with your heart. I tell you, when God really speaks to you, you'll never forget that. I'm telling you, the Lord will continue to deal with you, but you got to come to Him when He bids you come. Because after a while, God won't continuously deal with you. God's very long-suffering. He's very merciful to us. And I tell you, He's a very precious God. He's a very tender God. He is a God of love and mercy, but He's also a God of wrath. But what I'm telling you, when it comes to salvation, you must come when He bids you come, or you won't be able to come at all. The Bible says, seek ye the Lord while He may be found, and call on Him while He's near. You can't get saved just any time that you plan that you'll get saved. You got to come to Him when He's speaking to you, when He's dealing with your heart, when He's bidding you to come unto Him. That's when you got to come. You can't reject Him. You can't reject Him. I tell you, God's not going to make you. He's not going to put you under of handcuffs and just tie you up and say, you're going to get saved. No, if you reject Him, He goes His way. I tell you, He's going to love you and care for you and deal with you. But I tell you, you can continuously push Him off. And I tell you, after a while, there may never be another opportunity for you to get saved. And so, my friend, today, as the Holy Spirit deals with your heart, I tell you, I ask you, I plead with you to open up your heart and let Him come in. Let Him come into your heart. Let Him speak to you. Listen to Him very attentively. Listen to Him. Incline your ear unto Him as the Lord speaks to you through this Bible, through His Word, through the preacher. As God has a preacher, God has the Holy Spirit speaking through a person, through that man as he preaches, and through someone that speaks unto you or testifies unto you and witnesses unto you about Jesus. You got to be listening. You got to have your ear open, you see, and you got to receive Him. The Bible said many has received Him, gave He power to become the sons of God. When you got to receive Him, the Bible said all that believed in Jesus and all that received Him. In the book of Acts, it says He gave them the gift of the Holy Ghost. You see, the Holy Spirit, and I tell you, everyone that's been saved after Jesus was glorified receives the Holy Spirit of promise unto the day of redemption. We're sealed unto the day of promise, until the promise and the change that's going to take place when He gets His church out and He gives us a new body, a new glorified body, and we're going to have a brand new life in Jesus. We're sealed until that time. Right now we're housed in the body of flesh, a body of flesh and blood. You see, He saved me. Jesus saved my soul. He took the love of the world out of me. He didn't take me out of the world. He took the love of the world out of me. And I tell you, He put the love of the Lord in me. He put the love of God in me. He put the love of the Holy Spirit, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit in me. He put the love of the Word of God in me when I got saved. I tell you, I heard the Word. It gave me hope. It gave me a sense that I knew by listening and hearing. It gave me faith to believe that when I would repent of my sin and confess my sins and cry out to the Lord Jesus Christ and ask Him to have mercy upon me, a sinner, and forgive me of all my sins, I come to a point in my life that I was sorry that I sinned against God. I was a sinner lost in hell bound, and God was holy, righteous, and good. Always been good, never been wicked, never done wrong. But me, I was born a sinner, shaped with iniquity from my mother's womb, went forth speaking lies. And I'm so thankful that He let me see myself a lost sinner on my way to hell. And I'm so thankful that He dealt with me, you see. And I'm thankful that He gave me eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to understand. And I opened up my heart and I cried out to God. You see, I asked Him. You see, God was already dealing with me. God was already knocking on the door of my heart. You see, He was dealing with my heart. And I opened up my heart and I said, Lord Jesus, I'm lost and I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. I'm sorry that I sinned against You. Come into my heart. I invite You into my heart. Come into me. Oh God, save my soul. Don't let me die a death of a sinner and go to hell. And I tell you, that very instant when I really poured out my heart, my broken heart, contrite spirit, He came and He got alive in me. The Holy Spirit got alive in me. I knew that instant something happened to me. I couldn't understand it all. I couldn't explain it all. I tell you, but one thing I knew, something happened. I knew that I tell you that something happened on the inside. I couldn't explain it. I was young. But I tell you, I knew that that peace that I was looking for was there. And I knew that the condemnation I carried every day, the burden of sin, I tell you, it was lifted off of me. I felt it leave, that heaviness, that grief, you see. And I tell you, the Lord, when He saved me, forgave me of all of that, He wiped it away. He took it away. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's own Son, cleansed me from all of my sins. And I tell you, He cleansed you from all your sin if you'll let Him. And I tell you, He cleansed me that day of my sin. And it was the blood, you see. The blood He shed at Calvary. You see, the sacrifice that He made that I could come, that He died for me. He took and tasted of death, hell, and the grave for me. He took my place. He was crucified for me. He bore my sins, and nobody on the tree, and not only mine, but for the sin of the entire world. And my Bible tells us today, my friend, if you die in sin and go to hell, you'll go to hell as an intruder. I tell you, hell was not created for you and me. It was created for the devil and his angels. But all that reject the Son of God, the Bible said, will die in sin and go to hell. There was a certain rich man which fared sumptuously every day. And I tell you, he was clothed and with purple, and he was fair. He had what the life had to offer at the time. And I tell you, he had great riches, and he thought he had no need for God. But it come a time when he needed God. It come a time, I tell you, he already needed God, but he just didn't know it. But it come a time where he realized that there was no way his money could buy him health. The money could not buy salvation. And I tell you, it come a time when he didn't have time for God. But it come a time when there was a beggar at his gate, full of sores, and he didn't have time for God to help this man. And I tell you, this man was a witness unto him. He didn't have time to listen. God, have mercy. That's the way it is today. People say, well, I'm going to get saved, but I don't have time right now. That's what you're saying when you put God off. I don't have time right now. I'm going to wait till another time, you see. But this way this rich man was, you see, he had no time for God. And I tell you, there it was. But it come a time when he died, and the Bible said when he died, he lifted up his eyes, being tormented in the flame of hell itself. The beggar also died, and the angels came and carried him to Abraham's bosom. Heaven, that was a type of heaven at the time. But the Bible said the rich man in hell lifted up his eyes, being tormented in the flame, saw Lazarus afar off in Abraham's bosom, you see. And he said, cried, and he said, Father Abraham, bring Lazarus. Let him get up from the dead, and let him put water on his finger and put it on my tongue. I'm tormented in the flame. You see, the role changed. Here it was a beggar, but then he was in paradise. And here it was a rich man who thought he didn't need God. And I tell you, there he was a beggar. And now, God have mercy. Don't die a beggar. Don't die without Jesus. Don't die in sin and go to hell, my friend, because one day you'll lift up your eyes in hell and you'll become a beggar, but it'll be too late. The Bible said, and Abraham said, he said, there's a great gulf fixed, and said, Lazarus can't come to you. He can't come there, and neither can you come out of there. There's a great gulf fixed, and it's settled. It's sealed. I tell you, there's no exit gates. There's no exit gates out of hell. My pastor's preached that for many, many years. And that's exactly what it's the absolute truth. The Bible said that there's no fire escapes and there's no exit gates out of hell. The Bible said there's a great gulf fixed. And he said there's no way. And see, my friend, once you die, the Bible said it's settled. That's where you're going to spend eternity. I tell you, but I want you to spend eternity in heaven. I want you to know the Lord Jesus Christ personally. I want you to know Him personally as your Lord and Savior. I don't want you counterfeited. I don't want you to just know about Jesus. I want you to know Him personally. I want Him to be alive in you. That's the only way you're going to get to heaven, my friend. You can go to hell with all your belief. I tell you, your mind belief, all your formalities and all the ways of your religion. I tell you, with all your water baptism, with all your good works, I tell you, outside of the greatest work that anyone can do, and that's believing on the Lord Jesus and really repenting. And I tell you something, you'll go to hell with all of that. There's so many people today in hell that believed on the Lord in their mind. And I tell you, they got baptized and they said a prayer after a preacher and they went for trying to do good and give their money. And I tell you, there's people in hell today like that. But I don't want you to be one of them. I tell you, I don't want you to be one of those that die without Jesus. I tell you, you must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ out of the depths of your soul. And I tell you, when you do, I tell you, it's very simple. It's very, very, very plain. Very simple to be saved. You just got to believe on Him with all your heart. Your heart's got to be broken contrite. And when you pray like that, He'll have mercy upon you and save you. Now, I believe in water baptism. I believe that's something that ought to take place after you've already had the main baptism, which is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible said, by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. I tell you, this as a baptism, it's essential to salvation, which is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The Bible said there's baptisms mentioned in the Bible, but there's only one baptism that is essential to salvation, and I believe that's spoken about in Ephesians 4. If I'm not mistaken, you go and read that. Ephesians, it talked about there's one faith, one Lord, and one baptism. One baptism, he said here. This is the way to get to heaven. There's only one baptism, you see. And the Bible talked about this in Matthew chapter 3 when he talked about when Jesus came and from Galilee to Jordan to John to be baptized of him. But when John forbade him, John said, no, I need to be baptized of thee. You're the one that's preferred before me. You're the one that's coming after me, that the Son of God. I need to be baptized of thee. And he said, and comest thou to me? You're coming to me to baptize you. I need to be baptized of thee. He saw himself. He knew what he was, you see. He knew he was a forerunner and that he wasn't worthy to even unloose the latches of the shoes of the Lord, you see. He said, I'm not worthy. And Jesus answered, said unto him, suffer to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. You see, the Father had highly exalted him, gave him a name above every name, that every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. This is not the first time. Let me say this. This is a time that God has spoke out and they heard him. The Bible said a voice from heaven saying. And then we also see when they was on the Mount Transfiguration, when Jesus was transfigured before, the Bible said Peter and James, I believe it was. And the Bible said, and they was John and James and Peter were there. And the Bible said, when they saw this, then they looked and they saw Moses and Elijah. They saw these two men. And when they saw that, Peter said, Lord, if it be good, let's make three tabernacles, one for you, one for them each, and so forth. And when he said that, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. My friend, today, I want you to understand and know that the Pharisees and the Sadducees came to John's baptism, but were rejected because they didn't bring forth the fruits meet for repentance. Because they didn't come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. That wasn't real to them. They wasn't repentant, you see. They just want to come through the formality. Don't be like these people and miss and lose out on true salvation. Come to God with a broken heart and a contrite spirit to be saved. My time's come and gone. God bless you in Jesus' precious name. And amen.